Welcome to Storefront Backtalk's continuing podcast series on retail security issues. I'm Evan Schumann. Remote site management is hardly a new concept, but today's economic nightmare is making it much more of a necessity than a convenience. But while the economy is a constant today, so too are security fears, and therein lies the conundrum. How can retailers open up networks enough for remote site support without leaving the door wide open for intruders? Helping us to try and decipher this mystery is George Hamilton, Senior Product Manager for LogMeIn. LogMeIn is a remote access and software support company based in Boston. Thanks, George, for joining us today.
My pleasure.
You've certainly spent a lot of hours working with the technical issues around remote site access. So let's jump in on it. Can this peacefully coexist with PCI?
It's a very good question. And remote support tools do not jeopardize a firm's PCI compliance efforts. Bad implementations of remote support do. So the answer is yes, it can coexist with a company's PCI compliance efforts if they use the right tools that have centralized management features and that work within their existing security policies. In fact, you know, the right tool used properly, configured correctly, can actually help with PCI compliance efforts. And to offer like a little more detail on that, there are really two key parts of the PCI data security standard that concern people when they think of remote access. And the first is the requirement to build and maintain a secure network. And secondly, is to implement strong access control measures. Now, building and maintaining a secure network is pretty straightforward. The first thing you want to do is do not use vendor-supplied defaults for system passwords and other security things. You know, that's pretty straightforward. And the other requirement is that you want to install and maintain a firewall configuration that protects cardholder data. And I think there's some fear in the marketplace that with some remote access tools, and a lot of them that predate PCI, is that you have to punch a hole in your firewall or change the configuration to allow traffic through to systems behind firewalls. And now that's not necessarily true with remote management tools today. LogMeIns don't require that you punch any kind of hole in the firewall. Now the second thing was implementing strong access control measures. And the three requirements there are that you want to restrict access to cardholder data by business need to know, you want to assign a unique ID to each person with computer access, and you want to restrict physical access to cardholder data. So remote support, if it's configured properly and has a centralized management interface, is not going to cause issue with any of those things. It'll work within your existing security policies.
The frightening part is today, given most of the remote site access approaches, how many do you think are actually configured properly?
A lot of the legacy tools that are out there, we get a lot of requests from customers coming back to us to say that they're falling out of compliance, or they've been using a legacy tool that was built to run on a LAN. And, you know, their businesses go back to the 1950s and 60s when they were selling proprietary cash registers. And now they're being thrust into the world of open Windows-based platforms and trying to support more systems in more locations. And the remote access tools of the legacy kind are not up to speed with PCI compliance efforts, the two things that I just mentioned. Many of these companies, the first knee-jerk reaction is to shut off remote access, but then they're spending a lot more time and money on travel costs and going out to customer sites, and it prevents them from scaling their business.
Beyond PCI compliance, how easy is it to get these things actually secure?
First things you have to do is make sure your remote access tool can connect to systems behind firewalls without having to reconfigure it. In addition to that, you want to be able to support dynamic IP addresses so that you don't have to create static IP addresses, put a hole in your firewall to get access to these remote systems. That's step number one. You'll stay in compliance if you're not making changes to your firewalls. You want to secure all the traffic. You have to make sure that all your traffic is encrypted. LogMeIn uses a minimum of 256-bit SSL encryption as an example. And the other thing you want to make sure that you do is you have central control of all your users that are accessing the systems. And that goes back to the point in strong access control measures. I met with several companies at the RSPA conference this past year who were using a legacy tool, and they said when one of their technicians left the company, it took them 6 hours to go on to all the individual systems and remove their login credentials. That entire 6-hour period, that person who no longer worked for the company had access to critical POS systems. So that is something you want to be able to control centrally. So if you have a technician leaves, you can delete them right away. Two-factor authentication is also another thing that we always use to maintain PCI compliance, and that is you want to provide a separate login for getting into the remote access tool, and then another login to get into the remote device that they want to manage. And you can actually print one-time passwords or email a one-time password or use RSA Secure ID or another company phone factor that can send an authentication through your cell phone, so that you're always creating a new access, a new authentication every time a technician logs into the system and then needs to log into a remote device. And lastly, it's important to have those access controls in place, but you also want to be able to report on them. You want to have an audit trail. Who accessed what system from what system by IP address, and how long were they logged on for?
Let me ask you the fundamental economic question right now, because there is an argument, and it's been going on for years, supporting remote site access. But today, it's very difficult to make a concrete ROI argument, particularly when chains are shutting down stores and laying off personnel. How do you make the concrete ROI argument today when a lot of it makes sense and yet it's hard to crystallize?
Sure, I can understand that. And a few customers have offered some general metrics to me that they've been able to cut, you know, install times or system upgrade times by as much as 50%. They've been able to double the number of calls that their staff can handle because of fewer on-site trips. And another mentioned to me that between all their technicians on a daily basis, they save somewhere between 12 and 18 hours per day in travel time and cost. For service providers, their metrics are a little bit different. They're able to augment a lot of break-fix revenue by and offer recurring managed services revenue or increase their billable hours. But ROI can really be measured by the stakeholder. An example is for POS support, there's the productivity of your technicians. You know, remote support lets them handle more issues remotely rather than having to always go on site. But there's also the productivity of the employee who's standing at the POS. The POS is down, they're idle. You're paying them their hourly salary, and their productivity comes to a halt if the POS system isn't working. And in that same instance, you've inconvenienced the customer. You've delayed their transaction. You've created kind of a negative experience for them. And are they going to shop your store again if they've had that bad experience? And now today, with the explosion of kiosks everywhere, it becomes even more important. At a POS terminal, the customer gets inconvenienced and the transaction gets delayed. If it's a kiosk, you're not going to delay the transaction. You may lose it altogether. The person walks. It's not like they walk up to another terminal and buy what they have in their hand. You've lost that transaction. So in POS, the revenue that is associated with a downtime to that POS is mostly recoverable. With a kiosk, it may not be. That's why it's so important to have proactive monitoring of kiosks so that they don't go down to begin with. And if they do, you get alerted right away so that you can go in and fix it before you're losing dollars.
The growth of self-service is a relatively new factor pushing remote site support.
Absolutely.
George, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a fascinating discussion.
Thank you for having me.
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on retail security, I'm Evan Schumann.